Former state auditor Mark Dayton leads the crowded field of Democrats, chosen by 21% of the 320 likely DFL primary voters polled by Mason-Dixon Polling and Research. Following Dayton were businesswoman Rebecca Yanish with 16%, state senator Jerry Janovich with 15%, and trial attorney Mike Cerisi with 11%. But undecided topped the list at 36%. And considering the poll's margin of error of plus or minus 6 percentage points for the likely Democratic voters, none of the candidates has a clear edge. Even Mark Dayton wasn't gloating over his narrow first-place finish.
I think it's anybody's race to win, and it's highly competitive, and as this poll shows, most votes are undecided and probably won't be making up their minds until the final couple weeks before the primary.
Dayton, who has run in 5 statewide elections, also has the highest name recognition among the Democratic candidates, although that doesn't mean Minnesotans will vote for him. 55-year-old Robert Lestico of Minneapolis, who responded to the poll, says he'll probably vote for Janovich, the DFL's endorsed candidate in the primary.
Dayton is a has-been. He just wants another job. If he wins, of course, I would vote for him in November.
Lestico also demonstrated the confusion many voters have about the other candidates in the race.
Yanish. She closely mirrors my views, but I feel that she's getting money from somewhere. She's got a lot of ads going on television. I'm just a little bit leery of people with spending a lot of money on television ads.
Despite Yanish's advertising blitz, half of those polled don't know who she is, and nearly half don't know who Mike Cerisi or Jerry Janovich are. Yet in a hypothetical post-primary matchup with Republican Senator Rod Grams, Yanish fares the best among the DFLers, getting support from 32% of those polled compared to Grams' 42%. Yanish is elated by the poll results.
Right now, only 50% of the people in the state know who I am. I need to continue reaching out over the next 64 days to the other 50% of the people. But even when you show that face-off with Grams against other DFL candidates, I do the best.
Grams has never had high favorable ratings, and this latest poll is no exception. 39% of those polled have a favorable impression of him. 28% have an unfavorable opinion. Gustavus Adolphus political scientist Chris Gilbert says Grams is vulnerable, but the DFL candidates still have their work cut out for them.
In order to beat Rod Grams, you actually have to get known. You have to begin to make an impression among Minnesota voters, and even the endorsed candidate of the party hasn't done that. And the two candidates running the most advertisements, Cerisi and Yanish, especially using television, haven't done that either.
Several of the poll respondents say they don't know much about the candidates. 46-year-old Diane Harvey of Rochester says there hasn't been much news coverage on the Senate race in outstate Minnesota, so she's gotten most of her information from friends.
I know the most about Mike Cerisi and Rebecca Yanowitz. I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing her name correctly.
It's Yanish. Yanish,
thank you. And they probably, just in terms of their philosophy, are closer to my values. So, but I haven't had a chance to compare them exactly and know.
The DFL candidates' challenge in the next 9 weeks is to reach undecided DFL voters like Harvey, many of whom are not only concerned about where the candidates stand on the issues, but who's the best Democrat to challenge Rod Grams. At the Capitol, I'm Laura McCullum, Minnesota Public Radio.